You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
A very full second hour for you of CBD in store. And by the way, fan voting for the 2014 Pro Bowl, of course, has been underway, but we want to encourage you to vote for your favorite Browns players to represent Cleveland in Hawaii during the 2014 Pro Bowl. Visit clevelandbrowns.com to cast your votes. We mentioned a full hour. You're going to hear shortly from Leon McFadden, rookie cornerback for the Browns, when we take you inside the locker room. You're also going to hear some cuts from, we think, from North Turner, offense coordinator for the Browns, because that was Meet the Media Day today for the coordinators. They had their weekly conversation with the press, so we will have some cuts from that. We'll also have some additional player cuts for you as well. Jason Campbell among those who we have that audio, and we'll bring that. And, of course, Gerard Cherry, right around his usual 2:40 p.m. time, will join the show. Let's do this now. Jameer Howerton from ClevelandBrowns.com going to take you inside the locker room, sitting down with Leon McFadden. Take it away, Jay.
Thanks, Vic. Leon, as you gear up to get ready for the New York Jets, if you just talk about your week of preparing and how you've been coming along.
Been, you know, coming along good, paying attention to the offense and keying in on details and trying to, you know, call stuff out before it happens, you know, studying the different formations or whatnot. So that's, you know, this week was basically, you know, learning the new things in defense and also learning their offense. So when it comes to game time, it can be a lot slower.
Unfortunately, injuries are a part of the game, and looks like Joe Hayden may or may not suit up for this weekend's game. But if you could just talk about how you're looking to seize this moment, because it's the next man up.
And, you know, I'm just going to take advantage of, you know, and play to my best ability, you know, Joe, he's a big part of this defense. You know, it's my job to keep, you know, as a defense, we've been playing good this whole year, and that's my job, you know, to keep it going.
Now, you sustained an injury early on during training camp. How did you bounce back from that? And during that period of time, what did you learn about yourself?
Mentally, you just had to grind. You know what I'm saying? Put me back a little bit, you know. So the whole process was, you know, mentally, I had to get, you know, mentally strong. So that was my main thing, and working on the injury and strengthening my groin and whatnot.
And as you're going through this week of preparing, what has been some of the advice that you received from the veteran leadership within this locker room?
As far as, you know,
as far as just gearing up and possibly starting?
Just paying attention to your assignment. When, you know, take care of your assignment is the biggest thing. You know, don't try to overthink and worry about everybody else's. Take care of your assignment, and as a whole, we'll, you know, be successful.
In particular, head coach mentioned that you're facing a potent offense in the New York Jets. From the film study, what have you noticed in particular?
I mean, you know, if you can't let them get out there and make plays, you know, they're in the league too. We have respect for them, and you just got to pay attention and do your job.
Leon, good luck Sunday. Thank you for your time.
No problem.
Back to you, Vic.
Jameer, thank you very much. Leon McFadden, get ready for that opportunity. And I am going to be, as so many others are, focused on that. I really want to see how this kid shows up, see what kind of progress he's made. And he gets it. He's part of, generally speaking, a good defense. Hasn't been so good in fourth quarters. Certainly has been particularly bad in giving up big plays. But he knows they're trying to achieve a standard that Rob Chudzinski and Ray Horton have set since the beginning.
And I also like that he's focusing, and the advice he's been given is to take care of his job. Focus on your assignment, do your part, handle your business, and that will help the defense as a whole. Because if everybody takes care of their job, the defense will function and function very well. I also thought it was funny that Coach Point said that this was a high-powered offense in New York, because I would think a lot of people would beg to differ and would not list them among the top offenses in the National Football League.
Get these guys ready.
But you got to get them ready, and that's good.
Know what to expect.
That's right. They let them know what to, yes.
Don't let them become one on Sunday.
Don't
guys.
Let them become. That's the Please. Key, though, and that's the thing. Teams like the Jacksonville Jaguars can come in here, and Chad Henne had not thrown multiple touchdowns in a game all season, and of course he did it against the Browns, as nine straight teams have done, and they can't let that happen.
Okay.
This should not be a high-scoring game. I don't think it should be, but the Browns have to take care of the ball, take care of their business, and not have the blown assignments, because at the end of the day, while Geno Smith right now is not one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, his receivers aren't among the best in the NFL. If you blow a coverage, these guys, they're still professionals.
Yes.
They can take advantage of mistakes.
Pass if a guy is standing there alone. Yes. Yes. Yes.
So that's, I think, what's important. Make them grind it out. Give Geno Smith as many third and longs as possible. Get to the quarterback, which is what this defense is supposed to do, and take advantage of that.
Get home, as they say. 216-578-0850. 216-578-0850. to call us to bark from the pound. Al in North Carolina barking from his pound way down south. How you doing, Al?
Hey, guys. How's it going? Love your show, by the way.
Thank you.
Hey, listen. Yesterday, you guys were getting a little argument there about quarterbacks.
Who, us? So, argument? I love Nathan.
You know, a little versus a rookie quarterback and somebody who's got a few miles on him. Well, you know,
Can I jump in, Al? Did it surprise you that the younger of the two of us, of course, that's me. No, that's Nathan. All right, significantly argued that the rookie, the new thing is that, and that I argued more of the old school element. That didn't
just
surprise
me. Just talking
you.
About the facts of the NFL and how it's evolved over the last
as
6 years.
The
more
facts as I presented them, which are correct, yes.
Yes,
Geno Smith.
The facts don't back up what you were saying.
Yes, they do. Geno Smith. Geno Smith.
Stop. I know. I'll stop abusing Vic in a verbal street fight right now.
EJ Manuel.
It seems to be a change in trend.
Go ahead, Al. What do you want
to
say?
There are quarterbacks that are rookies that have done well, but you were saying rookie quarterbacks can't do well.
I didn't say they can't. I said coaches prefer that not to use it. Understand what I said, and I think they're being forced into the lineup unnecessarily by GMs who don't know if they're going to be around long enough to see this through. So they get pushed unnaturally into those places. They're not always ready. In fact, for the most part, they really aren't ready. But the rules of the game, which open up passing and such, I don't want to remake my case. Al, you know I'm right. What do you got for me?
I was you either.
It's a good one. It's a solid one. Al, what do we got?
Well, here's my solution. I know you guys might disagree with me, but I believe we already have a quarterback. I believe Brian Hoyer can possibly be not just the bridge to the future quarterback, but maybe he is our future quarterback. What do you guys think about that?
Hope you're right.
I hope you're right, too. I think that, again, as Vic, one thing that you said yesterday that was correct is that when you see a quarterback in a limited window and they have some success, it can carry on and look like a greater body of success. Let's not forget Brian Hoyer was in Arizona, a team that was as quarterback needy as anybody, got an opportunity there, they passed on him. Did he do great in his first two starts with the Cleveland Browns? They won those games, yes, but he also had the three interceptions against Minnesota, but they overcame and they won. They were not ahead when he left the field against the Buffalo Bills in his third start. So while I want to be as optimistic as I can be about a guy like Brian Hoyer, and perhaps he could be, you know, kind of like a Rich Gannon who's better as his career progresses, I'm not sure that he is the guy. I'd like to see him be able to compete and get the job done. But if somebody comes in who is more quote-unquote talented and wows the coaches and impresses them to the point where they feel comfortable starting a rookie like Pete Carroll did with Russell Wilson over Matt Flynn, then I would rather have that person be my quarterback.
I concur on your point about Brian Hoyer and the potential there of what he could be in a very quick snapshot that we really have to work with. But I want to say this. Ideally, the ideal scenario is that Brian Hoyer starts and is able and he's good, but he can do this while the rookie sits and watches, because that is the best formula, because the Green Bay Packers proved that that's the best formula. Aaron Rodgers sitting and watching while Brett Favre played was ideal, and it rarely happens because most teams force those rookies out there. Aaron wasn't forced because he got to watch Brett, and eventually Aaron turned into Aaron. The dominant player who benefited greatly from that.
That's a different luxury altogether. You're talking about getting to sit behind
that's
Brett
what you
Favre.
Want. But
where's Brett Favre in the Cleveland Browns uniform?
I don't care.
Where is he? I don't see him.
It doesn't have to be Brett Favre. If Brian Hoyer is playing, but it's a luxury if your quarterback's playing well. Forget the name. Just focus on the veteran playing well is my point.
Okay.
If the veteran, I wasn't saying that they have Favre here, for God's sakes. Listen to me.
I'm listening
when I talk.
Well, that is the one thing that defines your point.
The defining point is veteran played while rookie watched. That's take that
Andrew
away.
Luck didn't watch
Don't
anybody.
Take the name away, and he was an anomaly. I insist that's an anomaly. And this year, Geno Smith and the rookies came in this year and failed. So or didn't have the success anything close to last year. Don't tell me it happens all the time. It doesn't. And don't tell me coaches believe it, because I'll never accept
that. I'll tell you what I want to tell you.
You will not tell me. I'm just saying I'm not going to believe it.
No, Nobody wants you to believe it. You're old school. You're stuck in a different era
of the school.
National Football
League. It's the right school. Okay. No, it's the correct school, and coaches will tell you that.
I know, and you're also
coaches
a GM
who are currently
starting
employed,
your franchise with Joe Flacco over
coaches,
Andrew Luck when you
coaches,
have that choice
coaches
before
currently
you.
Employed,
nobody else employed in the
coaches
National
currently
Football League
employed
believes
in this league will never buy that rookie thing. But don't bring another discussion that has nothing to do with this in there. It doesn't. It doesn't. I'm sorry. Is that the same Flacco who can win two games now and take his team to the division championship?
Oh,
this guy you've dissed?
Who was
the
rookie
who's
and
there.
Took his team to the playoffs,
but
by
again,
the way.
So
but it never happens.
We're giving people
happens.
What they want. I didn't say it never, but it's rare. It's rare. It's not ideal. Ideal is, again, young guy learns while older guy plays. But it's hard to do. And GMs unnaturally force this. Owners unnaturally force this. Oh, you picked the quarterback in the first few rounds. You made a premium pick. Got to put him in there. Got to put him in there.
Ryan
and the
Tannehill,
head coach hates that.
Do you think
the
Ryan Tannehill and
that.
The Miami Dolphins benefited from him playing last year?
I think as much as they could have, yeah. I think as much as they could have, they have. That's not anything great. It wasn't off the charts. He
and
wasn't.
Now,
don't put him in the same category of the other anomalies that we saw last year. He wasn't.
No, but
that.
I think that there is valuable experience
he got him
to be
through.
Gained
and,
by
and
playing.
Now they like Joe
Flacco
depends on what you
control
also
their
have,
own destiny.
What you have around the guy. There's a lot that the guy doesn't know, and coaches will tell you that. You're skipping all over that. Go down a list of what the North Turners and Rob Chudzinski's, the real quarterback doctor gurus, who will tell you what a rookie doesn't get, doesn't know, what they have to deal with, how limited they have to be with what they give that guy. That's generally, and that's not ideal for a coaching staff. You want to use the wide expanse of
it
your
is,
playbook.
It is
you do.
Also,
you
though,
do.
It's also a fact that
you
today's
do. You
NFL.
You limit things for guys who don't know as much.
It's also a fact that today's NFL playbooks more closely resemble college offense playbooks than at any time in history.
But,
it used to be.
But they're not.
You played in your college offense, and then
very,
you came to the
still,
NFL and you ran
Nathan,
a pro-style offense.
They're still very different. They're still very different. And most teams run just
true spread.
That's
why Chip Kelly is not having
just
any
true,
success.
True spread. Just true spread.
The NFL
and a lot of times,
changing. That's my point to you.
I'm
you
not
don't
it
acknowledge
isn't
that.
No, I do acknowledge it.
I don't
but
think
I,
you do.
But you're saying, you're telling me rookies can just step right in because it's the same game and you're full of it. That's not true. You're completely off base on
it. Do you see the difference, though, that I argue with you by making facts and not calling you names? And
I'm not calling
you
a name.
I'm full of it.
That's not a name.
Well, that's saying something disparaging towards me and attacking me as a person, not the information I'm presenting.
I love you as a person. I won't attack you as a person.
I think it just,
your point is full. Can I say, all right, I'll be more. It doesn't prove anything. I'll say your point is full of it. There.
Okay.
I won't make it personal.
I'll say this. So you don't think rookie quarterbacks need to play. Troy Aikman would say that he gained valuable experience playing as a rookie and went on to be one of the best quarterbacks of all time. Peyton Manning, the same thing. Eli Manning
getting
goes back to his rookie
their
year
mistakes, yeah.
when he played
they're,
for Kurt
and top
Warner
overall picks
and ended
had
up
to
being
play.
Great.
Top overall picks were forced to play. I'm just saying it's not the best way you want to go. If you can avoid it, try to, if you can. But most teams can't. Quarterbacks are at such a premium. The reason these guys are getting in here is because having a good quarterback, hello Cleveland, is a luxury that this team hasn't had. And ask
right.
Browns fans how confident
exactly.
they are that a rookie's going to come in and be great for the Browns. They haven't seen that in forever. So don't expect Browns fans to buy that notion, Nathan, because they won't. They got to see it. This is show me. This is Missouri times a million. This is the show me state of Ohio now because they don't see it and they don't believe it. What rookie has walked into a Browns team and done anything at the quarterback position in forever?
What journeyman has come in here and done anything?
But they because they've had to go with
Jake
rookies.
Jake Delhomme's been so good.
They've
Trent Dilfer's
been so
good.
With rookies.
Jeff Garcia's
but
been so good.
But they've tried to do it with rookies. Nathan, they've been trying to do it repeatedly with rookies, starting with
what rookies came in here and started right away?
The top overall pick in
Couch. Okay.
Yeah. So Couch. That worked beautifully.
Okay. Couch and Whedon.
McCoy
start right out of the gate.
But he got in. But again, the proof. I'm saying
there have
in
been
general,
plenty of journeyman quarterbacks here. Though
rookie
that
choices have not given the history of rookie choices for this team give no one cause for confidence. That's got to be proven. I mean, there's no reason for anybody to say, "Yep, it's gonna work now," because it hasn't worked for the last 25, whatever, however many years it was since 1999
okay.
at least.
So my point is when you look at the people who have started since 1999, how many of those guys are journeymen that just because they played in the NFL have come in and done well? That's my point. None of them.
I'm not
saying a single one of these guys that have
they also
had
have to be,
experience.
No, you're missing.
Jake Delhomme was a very good NFL quarterback. Trent Dilfer won a Super Bowl in the NFL. Jeff Garcia was a very good NFL quarterback.
You're not getting what I'm saying. I'm not saying journeyman means good. good. I mean, good player, good veteran. No, I didn't blanket
so
it with that.
You wouldn't look at the resumes of those three
veteran,
guys and say
I'll
they were good.
I'll take the good veteran over the rookie, and, unproven, any day of the week. The good veteran.
And what did and that I, do?
What do you mean, what did that do?
Jake Delhomme do? What did Jeff Garcia do? What did Trent Dilfer do?
I'm not substantiating that these guys were good guys that you brought in and that they were good choices, although Jeff Garcia went on and actually did something in Philly after he was here, but that maybe speaks somewhat to the situation here. But, hey, look, this team's tried it. They've tried it always and have had abject failure. But the point I'm making is that this isn't just the Browns thing. It's a league thing. Ask the Jets, again, how good things are going with Geno, who they pushed out there. Shouldn't have and did.
And
shouldn't
they had Mark Sanchez and went to two straight AFC championship games
shouldn't
as a
have
rookie.
And did. But you're there isn't enough case at all to support what you're saying. An anomaly year. You're focused on 2012, and that's all I want to talk about. And I'm going to tell you a broader history. And I'm not taking you back to the I'm not taking you back to the face maskless days of football for this. We can go back even like 5 years.
Flacco.
Yeah,
5 years ago, Roethlisberger in his rookie season.
Right. Okay.
Okay. So there are a lot of guys. Andy Dalton in his rookie season
But I mean, Dalton really did really well as a rookie because
The playoffs. Isn't that what you care about?
I do. But I mean, don't tell me he was a great quarterback. We're still questioning Dalton to this day.
That's fine.
Number three,
but he's a rookie who started and went to the playoffs.
All right. I understand that.
So this division has had three of them.
I'm telling you, I didn't see it ever happens. Don't go in absolutes with me. I'm saying it's not preferred. It's not. You're saying it is preferred.
You're telling me I keep taking anomalies, and then every time I add another name to the list in the modern era of somebody who's still currently starting in the NFL.
Right, but that doesn't. It still doesn't account for everybody.
RG3 in his rookie season. Andrew Luck in his rookie season. Hold on. Russell Wilson in his rookie season. Andy Dalton. Joe Flacco. So that's six right there. So that's 20% of the NFL in the last 5 years or 6 years has had a rookie quarterback taking the playoffs. And I know I'm missing people as well. Mark Sanchez. So that's another one. So now we're at seven.
We'll talk about.
And we could get. I'm sure we can get to eight.
And we'll talk about the guys who haven't worked out. Obviously, Brandon Weeden and Geno Smith. EJ Manuel hasn't. I mean, I'm going to come up with as many that didn't work. Nathan, the point is they don't know what they. Every one of those quarterbacks will also tell you how much more they've learned as they've gone along, how limited it is for them.
So you're saying
there's other circumstances Pittsburgh. The Pittsburgh defense with Roethlisberger there that rookie year, and I was around him a lot, had a hell of a defense, had a great defense.
Of course. So you're going to make excuses, but when
I'm
Joe
not
Flacco
making excuses,
wins, he's the greatest quarterback
which
ever.
Also
but
had
when
a
I
great defense.
Flacco,
Ray Lewis in his prime, Ed Reed in his prime. I'm telling you, those teams also had other components. We're talking about this. Why does this discussion matter? Because we're bringing it to the Browns. Point and the Browns' point is this isn't necessarily going to be a messiah with all the other issues that still exist here. It's not necessarily a magic pill for
all
this
I'm
team.
Just saying
you,
is that within
you
the
think
last
it is.
Seven
I think
years?
You think
no,
it is.
No.
I think you think they're going to get the rookie and he's the guy that's going to take him. And man, that is really rose-colored glasses.
Even though 25% of the NFL's
really
had a rookie quarterback
glasses.
Take
that
them to the playoffs in the last 7 years.
Again, a coach.
Okay,
will,
that, but
a
that
coach
was never
argue
true.
With you. A coach,
but
will
that was
argue
never
with
true
you.
Before
coach will
this
always
year.
Tell you what they don't like in rookies. Okay. That's all I'm saying. Okay. And I know that's right.
Stop talking for 1 second. Well, answer a yes or no question. Prior to this 7 year period that we're now talking about, which is the modern NFL, has there ever been a period where 25% of the teams had a rookie quarterback take them to the playoffs? No. It's a different game. It's a different era.
No, it's a different era, but the same is true. Rookies are still rookies. They were rookies then, they're rookies now. Don't tell me what. They got smarter over the years. The game hasn't changed that much. To say the rules, open things up about passing game, but coaches will always tell you how much more a rookie has to learn, and they would rather depend on somebody who has more experience. Talent with the experience, but they will not say, just throw the rookie in there unconditionally.
They will take a more talented guy than a less talented guy.
They will take a talented guy with experience, always.
Where is he?
And let the rookie,
where is he in orange and brown? Where is he?
Well, he
that's
he
the
there.
Point.
If maybe he is Brian Hoyer. I don't know. Right. I hope it is.
That'd be great.
I would rather see that. Brian Hoyer with his Patriot background and all that allowed him to overcome those three interceptions to do what he did, but such a small snapshot. I'm just hopeful on that one. I don't have an answer for as far as like who the – we're going to be day after day talking about that. God, I love you. You're a good man. We got to give you a break. All right. It is This is so much fun, though. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. My best buddy and friend, Nathan Zagura. By the way, had a birthday for his son, Bryce, yesterday, who got a cool birthday present. Yeah,
get a glorious birthday. Absolutely.
Can I say the present that he got, the home run present?
Yeah, that was the home run present.
Driving
and he got a Browns
vehicle.
Parka as well.
Cool.
Yeah, he's got a little car.
But the vehicle's cool.
This Browns Parka.
I like that. I bought my kids the Barbie. What did he get again? What's the car?
It was like some type of Dodge, like police car. It's pretty sweet. I want one.
Again, happy birthday to Bryce and many, many more. All right, we've got, what do we got coming up? Gerard eventually. Calls. 216-578 sounds. We won't argue anymore, but that's so fun. 216-578-0850. CBD, ESPN 850, WQM.